episode 573, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Keeping Your Cool.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? How's your week going? It is confession day. Yes, it's your day. Come on, break free. This is a good excuse to say, you know what? It's okay that I'm not perfect. And I know we don't think about it that way, but we need to sometimes because you do a lot of hard work and you also make a lot of mistakes. And sometimes we live in our mistakes more than we live in our hard work. And I want you to know you are a treasure. You are a gem. Allow yourself to feel the love today. Confession of an Upset Mama Day. Come on, let it all go. If you got to cry a little bit, cry a little bit. If you got to be mad a little bit, okay, just between you and me, we can be mad a little bit. Don't take it out on the ones you love the most. It's all about keeping your cool. And for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm absolutely delighted to have you here. I'm so glad you found us. We are an amazing family. We truly are. If you want to get connected more, a couple ways you can do that real quick, come on into our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. Would love to see you there. Just simply request to join and we will get you started. There's also the link in the show notes if you can't remember what I just rambled off because I like to talk really fast. Also, if you haven't had the opportunity, head on over to Create Your Now where you can learn more about what we do, how I can serve you, and just maybe you're just curious. It's like, wow, what is Create Your Now? I'm kind of liking this. I want to know more. So there's a good start. Woo, we have a lot to cover. Oh, and I forgot, especially if you're brand new, you may not know, but we've been around since January of 2015. Oh yeah, it's been a long time. And it just feels like though it's been last week because it's a conversation we have every single day. We do life together, which makes it absolutely better. We train for life to love our journey. And I'm glad you're on that journey with me. And with all of that, we have just released on iTunes, archive number 2. Can you believe it? So if you're like, well, what happened? Nothing's changing on archive 1. Well, we can't. In fact, I have to make a little bit of changes because we've lost some of the first episode. So I'll do that. But on archive 2, you'll find the next set. And it begins with episode 269. So there's a welcome episode there. So everybody understands what archive 2 is all about. And then you'll find the newer episodes. We will, though, however, be releasing those daily also. So if you're like, but I want to see this episode now or I want to listen to it, then that's where you need to go on over to createyournow.com where all the episodes are stored there at your convenience. Woo! That is a mouthful. We got to get to confession time. It's a big one, keeping your cool. Our children have a way of pushing our buttons. They get under our nerves, and keeping your cool can become a battle. It's exhausting. It's draining. You're playing referee, and you're just tired of doing it. Nothing is accomplished when you and your child is battling against one another. Nothing is. You know, it's like war, and you don't want war in your own household. It's not a life worth living. Part of this is human nature. It's because our ego says we want to be right. But as a parent, it's more than being right. You are raising a child to be who she or he was created to be. That's a huge responsibility. It's a huge undertaking. And sometimes it's where you sit back and go, why did I even think about having children? I'm sure that's probably crossed your mind once. And that's okay. Don't feel guilty about that. Because we begin to second guess our own abilities. Can I really do this and be successful at it? It's hard for us to understand what raising a child really entails. We think we know, but until you have the child in your arms or in front of you, the reality doesn't sink in. And what I mean by that is when you have your child, that's whether you give birth, you adopt the child, or whether it becomes a part of you through a blended family. A second marriage, okay? That's all about having a child. You are responsible for that child, whether you gave birth or not. They are under your care. You're there to serve them, to love them. And keeping our cool, I mean, really, it can be so mesmerizing. It can throw, like, you know, have you ever seen stars? Like when you close your eyes or you get up too fast and you, like, you see these sprinkles in the air, like little lights. Well, those little lights, well, sometimes keeping your cool can be that way. You're just seeing lights all the time. Parenting itself can be overwhelming. Am I doing it right? What can I be doing differently? I was crazy to think I could even do this, and now I have four children. I should have stopped with one. You know, I don't even know what I'm going. It's crazy sometimes. You just wonder how you even get through your day. How can I make it through? I'm tired. I don't want to do anymore, and I don't feel like I'm being a successful mom. It's hard, isn't it? And there are days that you want to go hide in your closet, sit down in the corner, and just cry. And I can tell you I've had those moments. And for me, it's not usually in the closet because they can still come and find me. I go and hide in the garage in my car, and then they don't find me. That's usually the last place they look, except now they've learned that that's where I go, so it's no longer my retreat. So I have to change it up every once in a while. You see, the older they get, the smarter they get too, and they figure you out also. So then you have to change up. It's the psychology of parenting. Keeping your cool becomes easier when you focus on your role as a parent. Trying to separate yourself from the emotions, because parenting is full of emotions. Your job is to parent them. Your job is not to be their best friend. And I can't stress that enough. Because when I look at my friends, my family, and I also look at the world. So like when I go shopping, it's like an open Petri dish for me. I get to see, it's like an experiment happening right before my eyes. Okay, I don't always look at it that way, but I do. I'm a people watcher. You know that. I'm fascinated by why we make the decisions the way we do, why we talk and why we say things the way we do. I mean, I'm not one to eavesdrop, but I do listen. I listen to tone. I listen to the words that are used. I listen to how it's being said, the body language being used. And I don't ever try to make anybody feel uncomfortable when I'm like, quote unquote, listening in, but it's a Petri dish. It's like my live experiment right in front of me every single time I go out. My live Petri dish can even be when I'm watching TV, especially like those live reality TV shows. As much as I don't always like what they portray, I can tell you right now, this is a little sidebar here, no charge for it. But my children and I and my husband, we'll all sit down. We have our fun favorite reality TV shows we like to watch. We watch them together, and I use it as a teaching moment. It's life lessons. And I can sit there and say, oh my gosh, can you believe she did that? That was amazing. That was the best thing ever. And then I can say, oh my goodness, did you see that? What was he thinking? And we can continue on a conversation there. And then I don't have to make it up. It's real time. Now, some of that is made up. They do it for drama and stuff happens. But sometimes that drama actually happens in our own lives. So when I can take it, obviously, when my children are age appropriate to watch certain reality shows, et cetera, then that's one thing we can talk about. Now, that probably should be an episode all on its own. But I just wanted to give you that little sidebar there. Because I think we can learn from each other. Together is better. So we don't make the same mistakes, but we all are still walking in our own journey. And so I say this out of love, that you are a parent. You are a coach, okay? It's like being a football coach, like an American football coach, or what we call here in the U.S. soccer. So whatever football you want to think about, there's a coach there. And as a parent, you're a coach. You're setting the boundaries, the rules, the do's and don'ts of the game of life. And when they are young, you make the decision for them. Oh, nope, this is it. You can't have that to eat for whatever reason, but you can't have it. But as they get older, you begin to groom and to guide them. So they begin to make their decisions. They formulate their thoughts. They understand who they are completely from the inside out. They're no longer just like operating via robot style where you're making all the decisions. You're at the helm. No, eventually they are going to be at the helm and you need to release and let them go. So you're a coach to begin with as a parent. You're setting those boundaries and it's important for that. Does a best friend set the boundaries? No, they don't. Usually they want to give you more freedom. So your job is to be the parent, the coach. Set those boundaries, those rules, those do's and don'ts, because you know what? The best friend will come, and it does come. It comes as they get older and as they go off to college and then go off into their life. They're paying their bills. They have their house, their insurance. They're beginning to build their family. That doesn't mean that you're not a part of their family. You will never leave the role of being a parent. But it does change a little bit. I've noticed that with my children, my older ones especially. There are times that I'm a parent. Oh, I'm the coach, and these are the rules. And these are the consequences for breaking those rules. And that's how it is. End of story. But now there's a time, too, that we go out and we quote-unquote hang out. And it doesn't feel like mother-daughter or mother-son or, you know, son and dad. It doesn't feel like that. It's more like best friends. And we're hanging out. And we're just having conversation. We're not thinking about the parenting role. The best friend time will come for you. But right now, you got to be the parent. And that's the hard role to play. And it's really one that we don't get a lot of rewards from until they're out in the real world and they're building their life. And you get to see all the amazing fruits of your hard labor. Because you were a parent to begin with. You see, being a parent allows you to help them connect the dots, the life dots. You thought connect the dots was only for when they were, you know, barely little, able to hold on to a Crayola. Now they're older and you're like, you're still talking about connect the dots. Oh yeah, but they're life dots. And they're fragile dots. And being that parent is huge. Our children usually speak and they've got to communicate away because what they are saying, or I should say, they are saying what they're feeling, but they're not hearing what they're saying. The connections aren't being made. And so you as a parent, you're helping them connect those life dots. That's your role. That's your job. And so how can you keep your cool? Is it even possible? Oh, yes, it is. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Manage your reaction to respond in love. Manage your reaction to respond in love. That is a major, big KISS to you. And I used two different words in there, reaction and respond. Because in keeping your cool, when you're really good at it, you're responding. When you're not, you're reacting. And you really want to get to a place in your life where you can respond in love. That's the key. That is not giving your child permission to do what they did wrong or even right. And you say, oh, I'm totally in love with that. That was the best thing ever. You're not doing that. You're loving them unconditionally as a person. And you're trying to guide them and help them in the situation that they're in. So you need to manage your reaction to respond in love. And you do this in 5 steps. Number one, be present. This is not time to be thinking about what you need to do in 2 hours. There are so many times that I have been late to something. And to me, it may be very important. But to my child, it's not. And my child is my number one priority. And so I need to be present. My mind does not need to be wandering off as to my schedule. Oh, I need to go grocery shopping. And so, oh, I got to make sure I remember to add that to the list. You know what I'm talking about. You've been there. So you have to, number one, be present. Number two, listen intently. Don't assume. Don't assume that you already know what they're going to say. Listen intently. Every single word. If you think you're listening intently, then begin to listen intently to their tone. Take it down another level, seriously. You may be hearing words, but are you hearing how they're saying it? And then if you're hearing that too, take it to another level. Watch their body language. Do you see how much deeper you can go? Then you begin to meld that all together. And then you can look at who is actually standing in front of you. Is it your child who's hurting? Is it your child who may be lost? You can begin to formulate where they are in their life right at that moment. Okay? Those are lots of layers there on listen intently. Whew, that's only number two. Number three, don't fast forward in the conversation, Mom. Yes, you, me. Don't fast forward in the conversation. Let me give you an example of it, because you know what? We are all guilty of this. I am so guilty of this. They come over, or they come in. For example, my son comes in. Mom, can I? And I know immediately what he's going to say. I have already fast forwarded to the end of the conversation, the end of his two sentences after that. And all I said was, Mom, can I? And I'm sitting there going, Mom, can I have a sleepover? Can I have these friends come over and stay with me? And then we're going to do this. I have totally played it all out. And he has barely gotten to the fifth word. That's what I mean by don't fast forward in the conversation. You can't do that. You need to let them speak every single word. So number two and number three work side by side together. Most of the time we're doing one or the other, but not both. You want to be able to do both. Listen intently. Number three, don't fast forward in the conversation. Think about it the next time. And you know what? This happens not just with children. This manage a reaction to respond in love, this whole sequence here, can be used with your husbands too. Wink, wink. Yeah, another secret. It's important. We fast forward in our husband's conversation when he's trying to speak to us. Put your finger over your mouth until he's done talking. Let his words be heard, because they're important too. Okay? Another sidebar. Sorry. But we got to cover it all, right? So number one, be present. Number two, listen intently. Number three, don't fast forward in the conversation. Number four, take a time out. Maybe you're familiar with giving your children a timeout. Maybe that's how you have structured your disciplinary actions with your children. That's fine. I'm not here to tell you one way or the other. But I am telling you that sometimes you, Mama, is the one who needs the timeout. You need to step away from the conversation. After you have gone through number one, being present, number two, listening intently, number three, not fast forwarding in the conversation, if you're to the point where you're going to wring their neck, you need to take a time out. You need to back away. Seriously. Because what happens is, oh my goodness, your heart's beginning to pound and you're going to be doing what? Only reacting to the situation. There's going to be no response in love whatsoever. You're going to leave that totally gone because you're all hyped up. You're frustrated. You may even have some anger or rage in there because this is something that they've repeated over and over again. And now you just don't know what to do. Breathe, take a time out. And you need to tell them that. Say, you know what, Jeremy, I'm going to come back and talk to you here in a minute. Or if it's not going to be in a minute, literally say, I'm going to take some time on this and I'll get back to you. It'll probably be tomorrow and I'll let you know. And don't say any more. Walk away. Be done with the conversation. Then you can begin to process it how you need to process it through your own mind. I know that's a lot to digest, but it's so important. This is a mistake that I did over and over again, and I don't want you caught in that. You know how it was with me being angry sometimes, and it wasn't at my child that was in front of me. It was because everything else that was on top of my shoulders, and they just got the brunt of the blow. And that's not fair to them. So if you've had one of those days at work, if you're feeling strung out and you are just impatient, now is not the time to be having a conversation because the response and love is going to be missing. And as much as you can come back and say, I'm sorry for how you said it, what you said, it still will mark your child. It still came out of your mouth. If you can not let that happen, more power to you. And that's a hard thing to do. And if you've done it over and over again, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. It's in the past. But learn from it, right? It's an opportunity. So learn from it. Grow from it. It's easy to do with our hubbies too. Think about your last conversation when things got a little bit heated. Mm-hmm. Did you need a timeout? Okay, so number one, be present. Number two, listen intently. Number three, don't fast forward in the conversation. Number four, take a timeout. When the timeout is done, then number five, you come back. And it's one step at a time. One step at a time. And sharing. And giving guidance. And what's next? It's one step at a time. It'll be easier for you to handle and for them to handle. And guess what? There probably will be a hug in there too and a kiss because you're managing your reaction by responding in love. And that is critical in parenting because you need to love your child where they're at. Love them for who they are. As they're figuring out their way through life, that doesn't mean you're approving of every single decision that they make and the choices that they choose. You can keep your cool, but it's a choice. It takes work. Maybe all these five steps, you're like, oh my gosh, Christiane, I don't know. There's a lot to remember. There is a lot to remember. But I bet if you were to really think about it, you're doing a lot of these already. There's a strategy and a structure to all of this. I really never thought about it. So pick one of these five steps to focus on and say, man, I'm so good at jumping to the end of the sentence. So I need to work on number three. I need to not fast forward in the conversation. I need to hear them out. I need to let them speak. I need to keep my mouth shut. And if that's the one thing that you do for the next month, 2 months, woo, woo, that's awesome. That's your focus. When you become really good at that, then you can pick another one. It's important. You begin to layer this up and pretty soon, oh my gosh, you're an expert. Who would have thought? You an expert? Of course you are. You are your child's parent. You are their expert. They look up to you. You're their ultimate role model. I don't care what's on TV. I don't care what you buy them. You have the biggest influence on your child. So I hope you begin to take this kiss and you work with it. So just pick one that you want to work on. Start there. And then you can work on other areas. And if you're looking at this going, this is over the top. I need some help. I'm not really sure. And I want it specific to my situation, Christiane. I need help with where I'm at. I've got this child and I don't know how to work with her. Can you help me? Let's set up a breakthrough time together. I'm here for you. It's my gift to you. This strategy and structure that I've given you today will work. But it's the overall. If you want to get specific to your situation, then let's set up a breakthrough strategy session together. Just click on the link. Yes, it's going to ask for your name and your email. That's the beginning of the conversation. It's my gift to you. It doesn't cost anything, but it takes you to reach out. It's just me. I don't bite. It's a having a conversation like we're having right now. You see, you need to feel confident about what you're doing in your life. You need to feel good about what you're doing because you have a very tough job being a mom. You have a very tough job being a wife. You are a woman of impact. You can't take that lightly. There's no shame whatsoever asking for help. I ask for help all the time. It is better together. My gift to you. Let's see if we can work out keeping our cool together. Okay, let's have a breakthrough session. Make this an amazing week. Have a blessed weekend. And guess what? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.